On Gimel Amud Aleph, we start off a couple lines down, two lines down. Mi'ika kula Shabbos patur mutter. Is there such a thing on Shabbos where you're patur and you're mutter? Really, patur means also. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says kol paturi to Shabbos patur avalaser. All paturim, whenever it says it on Shabbos, you're patur avalaser, but you can't do it. Bar mehani tzolos to patur mutter, except for the following three cases: tzedas tzvi, capturing the deer, which we'll talk about later on; tzedas nachash, capturing a nachash that you're afraid is going to kill you; umapis morza, and popping a boil, popping a pimple in a certain way, as we'll talk about later on. Those are the three cases of patur mutter. Doesn't mention our Mishnah keys. When Shmuel is talking about where you're putter, but you're doing something, then the only case where you're putter and mutter are those three things: sedas sweet, sedas nachosh, mafayas, mapis morza, paturi to law of maisa, ikatuva. But a patur where you're not doing anything whatsoever, like our Mishnah, where you're not really doing anything, ikatuva, there's a lot of cases like that. Mikomakom trace rehavian. Wait a second, aren't there 12 altogether? We say paturi the asiv the chiyuv chatas kachosha. We're going to count the paturin in which you're going to end up doing a chiyuv chatas. The losiv lide chiyuv chatas lo kachoshiv. Something which you're not going to do a chiyuv chatas, we're not going to consider. So a patur, which in the end has a chiyuv chatas and says chiyuv chatas, that we'll consider, right? If there's no chiyuv chatas at all, right, we're not going to mention that, and therefore those people had things taken from them in such a way we're not going to worry about, or somebody that really didn't have a possibility of being chiyuv chatas. Rashi says it's referring to the chiyuv, the akiros, right, that are the osi lidei chiyuv chatas, but the hanachos, which really, I mean, it's no chance that you could be chiyuv chatas in that case because you didn't start it, that we're not considering. Okay. So he says, Shnei Patur, they're both Patur, but both of them did a malacha together. So Tanya, Rabbi Yoime, Rabbi says, Me'ama Arts Basli Sa, from the people of the land when they do it. He says, Kulu Velosis Mixasli. The only time you're chayiv is if you do all of it, but not if you do part of the malacha. Yachav Asli Sa, chayiv. One guy does it, then it's going to be chayiv. Shnei Basli also, but if two people do it, they're Patur. Itmar Nami, Amr Chivar Gamdan, Nizakum Yipi Chabur Va'amru. But it was thrown from the mouth of the Chabur, and they said, Ba'asli Sa, Yachav Asli Chayiv. Shnei, if one guy does it, he's chayiv too. Shas Ua Turin. If it's two guys, I said it, Yachid Shasa Chayiv, Shnaim Shasua Piturin, and therefore we learn that from the word Basosa. So we learn two dots. Boimine, Rav mi Rebbe. Rav asked the following question of Rebbe. Hitinu chaver, Rav was very young, but he still learned from Rebbe Yonasi. Hitinu chaver, Ochlinu mashkin v'atziu l'chutz mahu. Let's say your friend put upon you food and drink, and then you brought it outside. What's the halacha? Akiris gufo kechiris chayfetz kum komo damim l'chayiv. So do we say that akiris gufo, when you uproot your body and you took your feet out of the house, that's like you move the chayfetz itself from its place, and therefore you're chayiv because you're the one who brought it out, even though somebody else placed it on you? Don't below. Or maybe, no, that's only if you actually carry it, you do something. It's amalei chayiv in adam liyadoi. So we say it's chayiv, but it's not comparable to yadoi, right? In the case that we mentioned in the Mishnah, where he put his hand inside and the balabais put it in, and then he brought it in. We already said that case is pater, not comparable to yadoi. My time, gufo nayach, because when you have your body, it's nayach. You're sitting on top of the karka, therefore it is a full akira yadol lo nayach. But your hand is completely different, and therefore you're going to be pater in such a case. We have on Gimel Amaveis, amalechi lo rav bar pachti. Relchia said to Rav, wait a second, bar pachti. It's what he gave to his nephew Rav. Relchia was Rav's uncle from his father and from his mother. He said, son of great men, I've said this to you before. When Rebbe's learning one mesechta, don't ask him in another mesechta. Right? Maybe he's not thinking correctly. If Rebbe wasn't such a great man, he might be embarrassed. Sometimes he'll answer you an answer that's not correct. But however, in this case, he answered you correctly. We learned, if you were carrying food and drink while it was still Friday, and then you brought them outside, after it was dark and it was still on you, chayiv. It's not like your hand, because once it's on your body and your body's lying, your body's stepping on the ground, once you go outside, it's like an akiras chayfetz dummy, and therefore you're chayiv. To that, amar bai pshitili yadu shalim and lokrush rabim lokrush yachru. I understand that the hand of a person is not like rush rabim or rush yachru. Rush rabim lo dummy. It can't be considered like rush rabim yadu liyadim yadu dani, because we see from the hand of the ani in the base in the Mishnah, he's pater. Because yachru lo dummy miyadu le balavayis, from the hands of the balavayis itself. So bali abai yadu shal adam. What about the hand of a person? Can we make it into a caramelist? If it's patur of lasser anyway, is it considered like a caramelist? Now, a caramelist is an area that's not rishas rabim or rishas yachid, but it is an area, sort of like a river or an ocean or something like that. See, mikon to rabban laduri legabe olo. Do the rabbanan kenas you that you can't bring it back to yourself or not? Do they say that once they put it in your hand, you got to leave your hand there and there's nothing to do or not? So tashma yisa yadam alei peres otzi lechutz. Let's say your hand was filled with fruits and he brought it outside. Tani chada also lachzir. One hand, one brisa says that it's also to bring it back to the house. Tani yidach mutzi lachzir. And another brisa says that you could bring it back to the house. It seems like this is the machlokas. Narsav a kikamalis dami. Narsav a lav kikamalis dami. One says it's like a karmelis, Brighton 1 says, that it's not like a karmelis. That seems to be what the machlokas is over here, it, whether it's like a karmelis or not, and one is osur and one is mutter. So we say, lo, to kuliyama karmelis, tell me, everybody agrees that a hand is like a karmelis. Lo kasha, kan lamatami asar, kan lamalami asar. The reason why it's osur is because it's under 10 tefachim. It's mutter if it's above 10 tefachim, because 10 tefachim is the end of a rishus. And therefore, your hand is something completely different. It's considered like a karmelis itself, right? If it's under 10 tefachim, that's part of the karmelis. Karmelis only goes up until 10 tefachim, but it's mutter above 10 tefachim, right? And that's the reason why it says it's mutter lahachzir, we're not going to knas you above that. Viboy seima yidavidu lamatami asara, but lavke karmelis. Now, everybody's going to agree that a hand is not like a karmelis, and it's below 10 tefachim, below kashan kami bodiyam kami shechashecha. It depends if it's still day, or once it got dach mi beodom. If you did it mi bodiyam, look unto rabban and the rabbis are not going to knas you, because you started on Friday, mi shechashecha, but if you do it mi shechashecha, then the rabban are going to knas you, that if you put your hand out, and you can't bring it back in. Ad rabba yich mi stavra. Wait a second. The opposite should be true. Mi bodiyam di ishadile, lo azilidechi of chatis, lekansua rabbanan. So while it's still day, where if you'd throw it away, you wouldn't come to a chiyuv chatas because you didn't really do anything because you put it on Friday, the rabbis should knas you not to move anything. But if it's dark, the yishadulei also be lady of chatas. If you drop it, you're going to come to a chiyuv chatas. Lo kikansu rabbanon. Don't knas him. Bring it back in because you might be over on a d'oraisa if he drops it. So therefore, don't knas him. Let him bring his hand back in. So we stop right there. Midaloka machine in hachi. Since we don't answer that, tivshu Rabbi Barabai. It must be that Rabbi Barabai's question is answered. What's Rabbi Barabai's question? Debay Rabbi Barabai. Hidvik pas betenor. Let's say a person takes bread, sticks it to the side of the tenor in order for it to bake. Ketiru l'radosa kono shiyavu l'idechad chiyuv chatas o lo hitiru. Do we allow you to take it out before you come to a chiyuv chatas or no? Because look, if you leave it inside there, it's going to bake. And that would be chayv chatas. So can we tell you, take it out before that point, before it bakes, in order, so redosa is a durabanan, but it might come to a chiyuv chatas. Can we do that or not? It's the same thing over here. Can we kenas you, the durabanan, can we take away the kenas in order to stop you from a chiyuv chatas, because you might throw it out? So do we do that or not? Tev shot lo itiru, right? We should answer that we don't matter. Right? So it sounds like we're not going to matter. We're not going to matter a durabanan in order to, even though you're going to be over on a doraisa. So lo akasha, you're correct. V'tivsha. That does answer our question that we don't do a durabanan in order to be over on a doraisa. So those are the two answers we have so far. Either everybody agrees it's a karmelis, it depends on how high it is, or everybody agrees it's not a karmelis, it depends on if it happened mibodiyom or chashecha. And the third answer is the baisema lo olam lotishav lo akasha kam b'shogi kam b'meza. It depends if you did a b'shogi or b'meza. B'shogi lo kansu rabanan, they're not going to knas you if you did a b'shogi, you did it accidentally. Incidentally, but b'mezid kansu or rabbanon, they're going to knas you. And the fourth answer, v'yvoy seima yividi v'shogig. Havo kansu shogig out to mezid k'mivligi. They're both talking about shogig. The question is, do we knas a shogig because you might come to do it b'mezid? Marzav kansu shogig out to mezid. One holds that you do knas such a case, and therefore it's also. Marzav lo kansu shogig out to mezid. We're not. V'yvoy seima, and our fifth answer, and final answer, lo olam lo kamsu. We're not going to knas shogig out to mezid. Lo kasha. Kan lo zachatzer, kan lo chatzer acheretz. It's mutter to bring it back to the same chatzer. It's usher to bring it back to the other chatzer, to another chatzer that's around there that would be usher to throw it to. Kidabam mine Rav and Rav Nachman. Like Rava had asked Rav Nachman, top of Dalam and Aleph, let's say your hand was filled with fruits and you brought it outside. Can you bring it back to your chatzer? Amalei mutter. He said, yeah, that's fine. Chatzer acher is mal. What do you do if you can you bring it to another chatzer? Amalei usher. That's going to be usher. Maishna, what's the difference between your chatzer and the other one? L'chitecho lakur de milcha. Go work for me a little bit. Go get me a kur of salt. Right, once you do that, then you'll deserve to hear the answer. I'll give you the answer. So, Hasam lu zavida machshavto, hachi zavida machshavto. Over there, he never did what he wanted to do. He wanted to bring it outside, and now he's bringing it back in. That's why it's mutter. But over here, he's doing his machshava. He's bringing it to another chatzer. That you absolutely cannot do. His whole plan was to bring it to another place outside of his house. So therefore, we're not going to let you do that. And that's the reason why it's usher. We'll stop right there. We're by the two dots on Dalai and Aleph.